UN Security Council, etc. I'm hopeful, at least, that that factors in their calculations. Look, everybody, we know we talked about a lot of heavy stuff this week, but we appreciate you spending time with us. We will help you make sense of it all next week, as we always do. I will be at CPAC Saturday afternoon and into Sunday morning. I'm speaking Sunday morning around 9 a.m. If you happen to be there, please check it out. And Clay and I will be back with you on Monday. Have a great, restful weekend. Talk to you then.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health, with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
Larry Elda here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden nominating a federal appeals court judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson, to be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. The president says Judge Jackson comes highly qualified.
Her opinions are always carefully reasoned, tethered to precedent, and demonstrate respect for how the law impacts everyday people. It doesn't mean she puts her thumb on the scale of justice one way or the other, but she understands the broader impact of her decisions.
National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias says Jackson's background has been hostile toward pro-life issues.
Judge Jackson, as a private attorney, handled a case for NARAL, which is a very large pro-abortion group.
If confirmed, she will fill the seat vacated by Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer. So the ideological balance of the 6-3 majority court will not change. Democrats want to confirm Jackson before Breyer retires. ensuring she is the nominee in waiting just in case the narrow 50-50 balance of the Senate shifts in any way. Also at townhall.com, Russia is now on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital.
Russia's pressed its invasion of Ukraine to the outskirts of the capital after unleashing airstrikes on cities and military bases and sending in troops and tanks from three sides in an attack that could rewrite the global post-Cold War security order. Explosions sounded before dawn in Kyiv and gunfire reported in the city centre as Western leaders scheduled an emergency meeting and Ukraine's president pleads for international help to fend off an attack that could topple his democratically elected government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
They're the Vegas Dream Team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 12:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 metrics continue to get better. The country's 14-day test positivity rate has dropped nearly one full percentage point to 10.3, with Nevada's statewide rate down to 11.9%. That's a 0.9% drop. Meanwhile, county officials are closing two major COVID-19 testing sites. The Texas Station testing site closed on Sunday. The Sam Boyd Stadium location will close on March 10th. Local health officials say the closures are a result of decreased testing demand. Southern Nevada's hot housing market shows no signs of cooling down, with home prices in December ending up with a 25.5% from the same time in 2020. And seventh straight month that Las Vegas housing prices outpaced the national average. Phoenix Homes values continue to lead the way, up more than 32% over the same time just 1 year ago. The hot Southern Nevada market continues to be a seller's market, causing concerns about affordability, with the median sales price of previously owned single-family homes hitting a high of $435,000 last month. That's a $90,000 increase over January of just a year ago.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, overall, at least the freeways don't look too bad right now. No delays on U.S. 95 in the northern corridor or the southern. Moderate flows on the 15 as we speak early on this Friday. Little congestion, though, on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Warm Springs.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Cut one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, February 25th. Good to have you with us. It's always good on Friday because one of the things we do on Friday is we celebrate. No matter what's going on around the world, we celebrate Friday because it's the one day that we celebrate and we work all week to get to. Buckle up.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday. Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. You know better. It's Friday. It's the day that we celebrate. The news of the day, other than the fact that we have a war going on in Ukraine, Ketanji Brown Jackson has been named as the nominee of the Biden administration to the U.S. Supreme Court. The question is, what is Jackson all about? I'll be honest with you, until 4 or 5 weeks ago, I had never even thought of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I just didn't. Sorry. She's probably a wonderful, wonderful lady and probably a good jurist. But I'd never heard of her. Now, all of a sudden, I'm hearing a lot about her, that she repeatedly ruled against the Trump administration, struck down conservative policies from the appellate bench. She is a Democrat partisan. That we knew because she's worked for the Obama presidential campaign, donated to Obama, and obviously she's a partisan. Now, is that what we want on the U.S. Supreme Court? I'm just not sure that it is. I'm not sure that's what the founding fathers thought about. It's just not. You know, oh, and I'm sorry. Did I mention she's a black female? Do you honestly believe? Do you honestly believe that this is what we were intended to do? I'm just not sure that it is. She has a record of defending terrorists detained in Guantanamo Bay, and in fact has continued to advocate for these terrorists even after she went into private practice. It's one thing to work for an organization that does something on the side to help these people at Gitmo. But the fact is that even after she went into private practice, she was working with these people. That tells you who this lady is. She is a radical jurist. Is that really what we want? Is that what the American people want? Even is that all what all Democrats want on the U.S. Supreme Court? We'll talk about that as we go along this afternoon. Also, we've got a war going on. Robert O'Brien, by the way, is the former Trump National Security Advisor, was on with Shannon Bream last night. He had a good suggestion that I had not really thought of, and that is to use oil and natural gas to beat Putin at essentially at his own game. This is cut one. This is Robert O'Brien, the former Trump National Security Advisor, last night on Fox News Channel.
Let's start with this. Wall Street Journal, a commentary piece, the headline, How to Beat Putin with Natural Gas. I know you think that the energy sector is a big part of this. In 1948, American supplies broke the Russian stranglehold on Berlin. Today, American energy can end Berlin's dependence on Russia if plane loads of food can get the better of Stalin, boatloads of gas can get the better of Mr. Putin. So how do we convince our European allies and others to wean themselves off of that dependence on Russia?
Sure. There are three things that the president should do immediately with respect to American energy, and we need to get back to energy independence. Number one, he's got to announce that the Keystone XL pipeline is back in business, and let's get that finished. And what I've said is call it the Biden Build Back Better pipeline. Take credit for the jobs. Take credit for doing it. Take credit for the fact that the fuel that comes there will be processed in clean American refineries and not dirty Chinese refineries. And take a win. It's good for America, and let's do that, Mr. President. Number two, we've got to get the leases of at least announce that we'll renew the leases for drilling on federal land and send the message. It'll take some time for the drilling to take place, but send a message to the oil markets that we're back in business for oil drilling on federal lands, not on Yellowstone and not in national parks, but in places where it would be safe and efficient and clean. And number three, he had a flight to Texas and talk to our friends in the oil and gas industry there. There's a lot of capacity that we have already that we don't need new leases or new pipelines, but we need the oil companies to start drilling again. And ask them, is their patriotic duty to invest the capital and start drilling and start pumping that oil and gas out on the oil reserves that we already have? And those three things would immediately stabilize the markets and send a message to the Europeans. But it would also, the $100 barrel of oil is bad for American consumers, but it's putting a fortune in Putin's pocket. He's making more money off the rising oil price than he's losing on the sanctions. And so we'd have the double whammy of helping American consumers and hurting Putin.
Yep, there you go. Robert O'Brien, the former Trump National Security Advisor. By the way, the death toll right now in Ukraine, 137 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed. 137. That has got to stop. Now, the question is, who is doing this? Who is it that is behind this? And how do we stop it? NATO has done absolutely, positively nothing. They have done nothing to stop this. The sanctions aren't going to take hold for weeks. Some of these people that you see living in the underground trains, They don't have weeks. They can't survive for weeks living underground at the train stations. They just don't. So what do we do? Somebody explain this one to me. What do we do to save these people? Otherwise, these people are going to die. It is inevitable. It is inevitable. And this, General David Petraeus, did you see him last night? General David Petraeus was on with Jesse Waters on Fox News Channel. And the Russians, believe it or not, with 200,000 troops, they are struggling to subdue Ukraine. People are willing to fight these Russians in the streets. They have already downed aircraft. They're not going to take this lying down. But this was General David Petraeus. This is cut number two. Was on with Jesse Waters and saying that the Russians are, even with all of their might, they are struggling to subdue Ukraine. Listen to cut two.
I thought that the president did capture something that is very important at this moment. I was at the Munich Security Conference this past weekend, and not only did we hear enormous determination from President Zelensky, his parliamentary delegation, and various ministers, I also saw unity that I've not seen at a Munich Security Conference among NATO members really since the days of the Cold War when I was a speechwriter for the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe. That Article 5 agreement is the cornerstone for NATO. President Biden has clearly stated that, as correct as it is, and an attack on all is, one is an attack on all. So, without question, that is a very significant statement in response to a very significant threat. But if I could, Jesse, today I think the takeaway is that the Ukrainians who have rhetorically sounded determined, today were determined on the battlefield. Trey captured that very important fight for that airfield just outside Kyiv, where presumably the Russians would have put in more air assault infantry tonight. They will not be able to do that. Reports of very heavy Ukrainian casualties indicate how serious the fighting has been. And I've heard that they have indeed knocked down Russian aircraft. They have taken out Russian tanks. The idea that they would be able to roll to Kyiv in 2 days just is not going to be the case, I don't think. You'll see more of their attempt at shock and awe tonight, unquestionably. You'll see more forces pushed in tomorrow. But I think what Russians are finding is that this is a vast country, as many of us had pointed out. It's a huge population, and its people are very determined not to come under the Russian boot.
So it's not going as smoothly as you think they thought it would go. Does that have anything to do with the fact that we loaded up the Ukrainians with these javelins, these anti-tank weapons that can really do a lot of serious damage? Have those been effective on the battlefield?
Those are very, very effective weapons. And what's important is they are fire and forget weapons, Jesse. You don't have to keep the crosshairs on the target while the missile is flying toward it. You acquire that target, you launch it, and then you can set it down.
Good.
We've also given them Stinger missiles, and that is undoubtedly, those are among the weapons that probably brought down the Russian helicopters and planes today. So again, I suspect the Russians are not entirely pleased with how this first day has gone, except for the force that has come north out of Crimea, which seems to have progressed pretty rapidly. The other axes of advance they've pursued, they've met pretty determined response. And again, at the end of the day, the Russians can absolutely overwhelm the Ukrainians. They are completely outmatched. But the idea that they would put up such a determined front today, I think, is really quite significant.
General David Petraeus, with Jesse Waters last night on Fox News Channel. Stay where you are. When we come back, we'll bring in gentleman Jim Dallas into the conversation. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a cosigner, a new job, a raise, who knows, but we would sure like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if your credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Friday. Good to have you with us on Live and Local. Gentleman Jim Dallas has found a story that makes me, it makes my blood boil. With as much emphasis as we're putting on the border of Ukraine and Russia and Belarus and places like that, there's a story going on in our own country that merits a work. And for some reason, this administration is ignoring our southern border. But now, Jim, am I right that they're preparing to send folks to another border?
Yeah, this just blows me away, and my blood is boiling as much as yours, Kevin, because President Biden's administration is looking to divert U.S. Border Patrol agents from their mission at the U.S.-Mexican border to send them overseas to, quote-unquote, assist those people who are fleeing Ukraine because of the Russian invasion. Now, this is, it was obtained by John Sullivan. He is a reporter for Just the News. He obtained a Customs and Border Patrol memo, and it was detailed Operation Support Ukraine, and it reads something like this. It says, the Office of Field Operations is seeking volunteers to assist with possible evacuation of U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, and their immediate family members from Ukraine. It says eligible employees who volunteer for this situation may be selected to serve a temporary duty assignment in Poland to facilitate travelers for entry into the U.S., including and providing guidance and problems resolution to other government agencies. So they're taking resources from our southern border. They're sending them to Poland. Now, it's a volunteer, and it says the volunteers need to be ready to deploy within 2 to 3 days of selection and get ready for about a month's worth of work overseas. And then it goes on to say that workers need to either have a vaccine or natural immunity.
Oh!
Natural immunity! They're finally catching up! Oh, my goodness, natural immunity.
It took a